welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to go back to the phones, and we'll come back. We'll continue talking about other things. But let's go. He's been holding. Let's go to Byron in Canada. Go ahead, Byron.
Yes. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
There's a few things I want to bring up. One was on June the 5th. Tom Lantos had a resolution which would congratulate the Israelis on the anniversaries of the Six-Day War. And there was another anniversary that passed, was the attack on the USS Liberty that I'm sure that he never brought up.
The 8th. Yes.
And, it makes me sick that the, I don't know what the, if they passed it, I imagine they probably did pass it. But it makes me sick that these congressmen, and if the American people are that stupid out there that they don't realize that when a candidate wants to run for the president, that they have to make a trip to Israel, if they don't understand that Israel's pulling their strings and they are dumber than a fence post.
I'm glad you brought up the liberty issue, because it's extremely important that people know. And by the way, a lot of the liberty survivors are meeting as we speak in Washington, D.C. They all got together to commemorate the 40th anniversary of that horrible, horrible murder of American sailors by the Israeli Air Force, a crime that our own government actually covered.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard last night on Michael Collins Piper, there was three of them on there. And, I mean, they certainly had no doubt that the Israelis did it on purpose. The one guy said that they were even flying over earlier in the morning, tipping their wings like in a friendly manner, you know, so they knew damn well that it was an American ship. The first thing that the Americans, if they weren't so damn dumb, and I happen to be one of those Americans that was born in, I live in Canada, but I was born in Kansas, if they're not that stupid, whenever a person wants to run for a congressman, whether it's senator or president or whatever, the first thing they should make them swear to is loyalty first to United States, not to a foreign country like Israel. It's a damn shame that, like I said, Thompson guy is, it was on Drudge Report that he was planning on making a trip to Israel. So, I mean, that was true. Anyway, I don't know, there's a lot of things. I'm so pissed off that I can't even remember what I wanted to say, but I guess that's all I can think of right now. So, I know there was one other thing about this, Christians and Judaism. You know, it's only been the last maybe 100 or 150 years that they were combined Judeo-Christianity. And as someone that was raised as a Nazarene, it makes me want to shake my head when they try to put the two together, when after all, and I don't care what anyone wants to say, it was the Jews that had Jesus Christ crucified. Pilate, when he didn't want to crucify him, but the Jews insisted that they do crucify him. So when the Christians try to now say, oh, it wasn't the Jews that had him crucified, they're being really, really disingenuous and very untruthful, and they're lying to themselves. I don't understand how they can put the two of them together, because, I mean, that is the main difference. Christianity believes in Jesus Christ as their personal saviors, where the Jews despise him and his mother. So, anyway, that's all I want to say. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Right. Thank you. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. In a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we will be joined by our own Mark Glynn. He will be speaking to us live from the convention over in Washington, D.C., where the USS Liberty guys have got together, and those who are interested in the issue, they got together to commemorate the 40th anniversary of that horrendous crime. So we will be joined with Mark Glynn, who is attending and covering the convention, and get a report from him here very soon. But at first, let's go to Mark in Texas. Go ahead, Mark.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You mean I can't turn on CNN to see the convention? No, I didn't think so either.
Not here on current issues.
Yeah, thank God for Mark. I'd like to rewind to your first subject you brought up. Oh, Paris. You know, they can fry her eggs on the concrete for breakfast. She's not the focus of this whole thing. This is a classic tug of war. We have a sheriff that knows already how corrupt the judicial system is. And I know he's sitting there in his chair and he was thinking to himself, you know, these old Hiltons, they ain't really had to go shopping for groceries on double coupon Wednesday anytime soon lately. So what I probably need to do is, they got a lot of money. Let's just get this gal out of here. He knows how corrupt the judicial system is. Those Hiltons could make his life a living you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other side of this tug-of-war, we got the judge saying, you know, we need to make an example of this to prove to the American people that honest to godly this judicial system is on our side. We are doing the work of the people. That's the tug of war. That's what has to be focused on. This is a classic.
You know, Mark, you're right, and I think I did come close to what you're saying there. I didn't want to go into it deeper because I did not want to make this particular issue, the main focus. But she might be a victim in this whole thing, because it is not the first time that the sheriff will let, or anyone will let, people go and finish their sentence or whatever at home. because of whatever reasons, you know, medical reasons or having a nervous breakdown or whatever, it happened, you know, for maybe they don't have enough space in the at the jail. But for being Paris, I think he probably did it because of who she is. I think if she was poor and no one or an unknown, maybe she would not have gotten away with it. But at the same time, I agree with what you are saying 100%.
She's the Martha Stewart of moving violations.
Yes, I agree.
I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Okay, as we still waiting for Mark, I believe, you guys just let me know when we get Mark Glenn with us. He is covering the USS Liberty Convention in Washington, D.C., and I was supposed to be in Washington, D.C. today, but it did not work out too well. And for those of you, probably as an RBN listener, you have known a lot. I'll tell you what, looks like we do have Mark with us. Good evening, Mark, or good afternoon.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
I'm here, just as ordered.
Thank you. Listen,
I just want you to know you pulled me away from the company of a beautiful woman just so that I had to come up here and do this show for you.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. You need to tell us. I know you went to Washington, D.C. to cover the USS Liberty 40th anniversary. So what is going on in Washington?
Well, it is a busy weekend for sure. Not only is it the Liberty 40th reunion, but as well there's the and the occupation protest that's going to be taking place tomorrow down at the Capitol, and I'll be covering that for American Free Press as well. But suffice it to say, it's been lack of a better word, it's been a very profound weekend spending the last 2 days with these fellows from the Liberty, because there have been some very moving events, going to Arlington National Cemetery and paying homage at the grave sites of those who lost their lives that day. And let's see, and then this morning we went to the Annapolis Naval Academy. Yes.
Mark, just very briefly, and, you know, maybe there are a couple of people out there who don't know what the USS Liberty is. Just briefly, tell us what happened, and then tell me what's going on in Washington now.
Well, 40 years ago yesterday, June the 8th, 1967, the USS Liberty, which was a spy ship, was sailing in international waters off the coast of Gaza during the Six-Day War. And what happened is that the air and naval forces of the State of Israel attacked the ship for 2 hours with rockets, machine guns, and napalm. And finally, a torpedo. They launched five torpedoes against the Liberty, but only one actually managed to detonate against the ship. 34 Americans were killed, 171 were wounded. And since that time, Israel, in collusion with the government of the United States, has operated a cover-up. Israel has maintained since that time that it was a case of mistaken identity, that they didn't know that it was an American ship. The American government, beginning with Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara at that time, have assisted in this cover-up, and every administration since that time has assisted in this cover-up. And the Liberty guys, they haven't given up. You know, they are out there trying to tell people what took place that day, which was an act of war against a sovereign nation. And okay. So these fellows,
forget about act of war against a sovereign nation. When Israel attacks us, that is not an act of war. That's just baby talk. So now tell me, what is going on in Washington now? Because there's nothing Israel can do that's going to make us get upset with her. So what is going on there in Washington, and what are these people hoping to accomplish?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, these fellows have been doing this for 40 years. And mind you, they were told immediately following the attack that they were not to breathe a word of this to anyone. Otherwise, they would be thrown into prison or they would be killed. So they have been doing this basically on their own and with some assistance from a few individuals on the outside. But for the most part, they have been left out there to die just as they were that day in June 40 years ago.
So how many people do you think came to Washington for this thing?
I'd say that between the family and friends and the few people from the media that have been here, maybe between 2 and 250 people.
Now, how many people from the media?
Not many. We had we have a reporter here who's with the San Diego Tribune. I'm here with American Free Press. We were told that Al Jazeera made a brief appearance yesterday. CNN.
I didn't see anything on Al Jazeera, so I don't know what they did with that report. What about CNN and like ABC, NBC, and any of these major networks?
Well, from what I have been told, the president of the association, the Liberty Association, he was contacted by the various media outlets, and the only thing that they were interested in hearing was who was going to be here. Were there going to be any presidential candidates? Was there going to be anybody from Congress here? Was there going to be anybody from any other media outlet?
Let me ask you the same questions. Did you see anybody from Congress?
No, we did have one very influential congressman who had promised that he was going to come, but he backed out at the last second. And then
who's
that? I'm not at liberty to say right now.
What do you mean you're not at liberty to say? This is news.
Yes, I understand that, but I have
to. And he's a congressman, so
what are you
talking about? You don't want to put it in your story, that's fine. But, I mean, who's the congressman that backed out?
Well, actually there are two of them who backed out.
Okay. Well,
but I cannot, Hashem, I have to respect the wishes of the Liberty crew, and if they, I can't release that.
Hold on. So the Liberty, now you are a reporter there at the convention, and you're telling me that the Liberty crew told you, media guys, that we don't want you to name these people by name?
I am one of a very few people who were privileged to know who was supposed to come. The media people did not know.
Well, your media.
That's right.
Okay.
And so because of my close association.
Media.
What's that?
If you are a media reporter, then play it. Play the role.
Listen, there's this thing known as
media
sources.
Can't hide.
I understand that.
Okay, that's fine. Who was invited and didn't show up? How about that? Is that a better way to ask the question?
Yes. The one name that I can give you is Senator Hagel.
Was invited?
He was invited, and he did agree to that he was going to come, but he had some kind of pressing thing at the last minute that prevented him from coming.
So let me get this. On June 8th, 40 years ago, Israel attacked the USS Liberty and killed Americans. Our Congress, they passed a congressional act to congratulate Israel for its war of 1967, but no congressman showed up to say, I'm sorry for what happened to you, to the USS Liberty guys.
That's exactly right.
Why in the world are these people even bothered with doing anything? Can you tell me if the country does not want them, Mark, if the Congress does not give a damn about them, if the president does not give a damn about them, why bother?
Well,
can you tell me why bother?
Well, you're exactly right. It is one of these lost causes. But for whatever reason, I have been moved and motivated to tell these fellas the story of what they have gone through. And it may be a complete waste of time, but for now, I am going to do it.
Okay. Can you, Mark, can you stay with us?
Yeah, I can stay for a little bit.
Okay. I'm sure the beautiful woman you talked about, I'm sure she's still...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking with Mark Glynn, who's in Washington, D.C. now, and he's trying to get a couple of people to join us. But I am really, it's really outrageous that they are meeting in Washington. They can't even get a congressman to come and meet with this
group.
Just show up and say hello. Mark, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I understand you're trying to find a couple of guys.
Yes,
who,
I'm downstairs, and I'm going to bring the president of the association on in a little bit, and you'll be able to speak with him.
Very good, very good. So you need a couple of minutes to do that?
No. I sent one of my gophers in there to pull him out of the morass of people, but he should be out here in a couple of minutes.
Okay, what is his name?
His name is Gary Brummett.
Oh, Gary, yeah, that's my friend.
Yes. That's right. And by the way, I wasn't sitting with a beautiful...
Gary is my neighbor.
And by the way, I was not sitting with a beautiful woman. I was sitting with a 95-year-old retired Air Force colonel.
My wife's listening to the show, that's why.
No. It was a 95-year-old retired colonel from the Air Force who did work with the CIA.
Oh, yeah. You had to make that clear, right?
How about hold on. How about
thirty minutes?
All right.
No, we don't have 30 minutes.
Get a Medi. Rick Medi. I'm sorry, I'm here, Hisham.
Just grab any one of those guys. I mean, it doesn't have to be Gary.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm all yours. So anyway, so the fact of the matter is none of these guys, none of our congressmen, our Secretary of Defense, our Chairman of Joint Chiefs, any of these guys, none of them, even the Secretary of the Navy, none of them are interested in what took place 40 years ago.
What about some of the older guys, some of these older people who were in those positions? I know most of them are not with us anymore, but anybody showed up, Black Secretary of Defense that time?
No.
Who do you have? Someone that
we have some. We have some retired military people here, and it's let's be clear about this. I mean, there are some of the older fellows. They understand what took place that day, and they are outraged at the way that the Liberty incident has been handled. But unfortunately, you know, they are old and they are dying off. And so it's just like Ben-Gurion said when he talked about driving the Palestinians out. He said that the old will die and the young will forget.
Okay. Now, the old will die and the young don't even know anything about it. It's not that they're going to forget. They're not going to know about it. That's the tragedy with this particular issue. What are the Liberty guys trying to accomplish? I mean, are they trying – what could happen? I mean, we know our Air Force is not going to fly some bombers over Tel Aviv and bomb him because of what they did with the Liberty. That's not going to happen. We know we're going to continue giving Israel $10 billion a year, and we know our Congress is going to continue congratulating them for killing our people. So – explain this.
Well, I think, honestly, you know, it's easy for guys like you and me to look at the Liberty guys and to say, you know, you guys are wasting your time. What's going to happen from this? Nothing's going to change. But in many ways, it resembles the frustration and the desperation that you see on the part of Palestinians or Iraqis, you know, who, you know, a Palestinian kid who knows he's not going to be able to do anything by throwing a rock at that Israeli tank. But what else can he do to vent that frustration? And so these fellows, and keep in mind, you know, the association, it only began about, it took about 12 years before they finally started to do something. For 12 years, they were basically silent. And when James Ennis wrote his book, you know, and these guys, I guess they were tired of having to deal with these bottled up feelings after all of these years, that's when they decided to come out and start talking about this. So, it really is, in many ways, I think, for the fellows, it's a way of coping with what they have been dealing with. And I can tell you, from having gotten to know many of them, that the according to their testimonies, what they've had to deal with in terms of the denial and the cover-up is a million times worse than what they had to deal with during the hour and a half that they were being bombed and shot and napalmed by the state of Israel.
So it's amazing that the White House is only a couple of a few hundred yards away, and we can't get anyone to even join this group or even show some concern or even send
a letter, Hashem.
Or even send a letter that, hey, look, we know what happened. Sorry, blank happens and move on. And that's probably what the attitude of our politicians. So what happens? I mean, how many survivors do you have in that convention now, Mark? Do you know?
I'd say there are about 50 guys here.
50 out of original what?
294, and of the 294, 34 died that day, and then two have died since then. So you're looking at about 260 guys, and out of that, there were 50 of them here.
Okay. Mark, can you stay with me for a little bit?
Yeah, I can stay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. We'll be back in a couple of seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year,
the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are speaking with Mark Glynn, who is in Washington covering the 40th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. And we welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Mark, how many sailors died on that day?
34 died that day, and then there have been two who have died since then. And then there are a few who are at present dying from some of the things that the injuries that they sustained that day that have seriously, you know, weakened their health and left them open to all kinds of problems. So in total, we have 36 who presently have died, and then some who are dying at present.
So let's see. 40 years ago, Israel attacked an American ship that was not in Israeli waters, and it was not hostile to Israel, killed Americans, and got away with it. And our own government would not even investigate, but yet they even lied to what had taken place on that day. Since then, a lot of people have been coming out, and one of them is Captain Boston, who was on Current Issues TV show with you. Both of you joined me on the show, and now the truth is out there, and the frustration is also out there of how could someone answer the call of duty and go to defend the country, and when that country refused to defend them. how do these people do they feel betrayed? Do they feel that the country betrayed them?
Betrayal is not the word to describe. You know, I sat today and watched as a man who was a career Marine broke down and wept like a small child when he was talking about his feelings and it's really it's exactly what you said. It's like I said, when he broke down and wept like a child. These fellas, it's no different than finding out that somebody tried to kill you, and that one of your parents was in on it, and then continued to maintain a friendship with this person who tried to kill you. This is how these fellas feel, and you know, it's something. It's a different experience when you read about it in a book, when you read about it in a newspaper article, but when you actually sit down and you talk with these men. And you see them laughing with each other. You see them joking, telling jokes, just like they did 40 years ago before the ship was attacked. I mean, you know what it's like when men get together. I mean, they laugh and they kid each other and they have fun. And then, you know, in 1 second, that whole thing, that whole mood of joviality and the fact that they're glad to see each other, one of them will bring up an instance or some type of an incident dealing with this whole event. And the mood will change entirely from one of joviality to one of rage and bitterness. And so to say that these men feel betrayed is an understatement. I mean, it is simply unconscionable. As I was driving past the Capitol today, and I was looking at the Jefferson Memorial and all of these other buildings, and I thought, my God, if Jefferson and Washington and all of the other men who risked everything they had in order to fight this revolution for this thing known as American independence, if they could look into the future and see what would be taking place in 1947, they probably would have just tossed the whole thing up and said, forget it, I'm not wasting my time on this.
1967, you mean?
No, I'm sorry, yes, 1967.
Yeah, they probably would have rewritten the Constitution in a different way.
I don't know. It's just a mind-boggling thing. I mean, it's like something out of a weird science fiction movie. It's so unbelievable and so surreal. You think, how can individuals put their hand on the Bible and raise their other hand and swear to defend the people of the United States and to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? I mean, that's the important thing, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And then they sit there and take money from the very nation that was responsible for perpetrating something that was as much an act of war against the United States as was the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941.
Okay. Did you meet any of these men who understand politicians have to do it different sometimes?
They understand this thing called politics. They don't have any sympathy for it, okay? You're not going to find any of these guys who say, well, you know, these politicians, they do what they have to do, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to find any of that. They don't have the luxury of entertaining notions such as this anymore. I mean, some of these guys have got scars originating at their belly button and going all the way up to their chin, okay? They understand what war is really like. They understand what happens when politics gets involved, when principle really should be the thing that is ruling the issue. And so you're not going to find much patience or much of an oh-well attitude among these guys when it comes to the politicians. And they have, for the most part, these guys, they have a pretty good grasp of what is going on in the Middle East. They have a pretty good grasp of the Palestinian issue and the Iraqi issue. For the most part, you know, I don't want to say anything that's going to result in any kind of a backlash, and I certainly don't want to give any ammunition to the enemy to be used against the guys of the Liberty. But for the most part, they understand that the Palestinians and the cause that they have been fighting for these last 40 years is a just cause.
Can you?
Which is another reason why I think that the wrath of the Zionist agenda has been brought down heavy upon them, because they They do have a sympathy for the Palestinian cause.
Mark, can you tell me why our politicians would not stand up next to these guys and honor them?
Because their careers would be over if they did. If they were witnessed, I can speak, for sure, concerning the one senator. It was made clear that we were not to let any media know ahead of time that he was going to be coming. It's the kiss of death to associate, to be a politician on Capitol Hill. And
is
to
this
associate
senator,
yourself.
Is this senator running for president?
Not that I know of.
Well, if you tell me his name, I'll tell you if he's running or not.
Oh, I know. Listen, don't back me into a corner like this, okay? I've got a story to write, and I've got to protect my sources.
Well, we're not telling you to tell me who your sources are.
Listen, there is a filet mignon meal, and there is a filet mignon meal in there that you're dragging me away from. So don't push it.
Listen, it doesn't really matter who he is. He's a coward just like the rest of them.
Yes, they all are. And, yes.
And I don't care who he is. All of them, when it comes to Israel, all of them will bend over and be shafted just so they can get elected. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter what happens to America, the American people, the economy, the honor. These people have no honor. These people, all they want is be in that position. It doesn't, and they know that in order for them to be elected in America, they have to be elected in Israel first.
Yeah,
and it's a sad day for America when our politicians care more about what's going on in Israel than they do of what's happening right here in the United States. I'm sorry to say. So, has the dinner started yet?
It has, but I'm standing here with one of my friends from the Liberty, and he is standing here in his brilliant navy whites with his purple heart. And is that a bronze star?
No.
What's his name?
Purple heart.
Defense ribbons.
Hold on just a second.
Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal.
He's standing here. I'm sure he looks just as good as he did 40 years ago when he wore it. His name is Rick Ametti, and he's agreed to come on the show if you'd like.
Okay, very good. Put him on.
Okay.
Hisham. Hisham, how are you?
I'm fine, Rick. Welcome to Current Issues. We're talking to you from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And just wanted to say thank you for coming on the program. Rick, what were you doing when the attack happened 40 years ago?
My job on the ship was damage control, basically. And
damage control? So I guess you were busy that day.
Oh, it was one of the busiest days of my life that I can remember. Putting out fires, plugging holes, investigating explosions. Pulling guys out of the torpedo hole once a torpedo hit, and pulling guys out and trying to save their lives. It was a busy day. In fact, I didn't sleep for quite a while after that because I needed to stay awake because after the torpedo had hit, it flooded compartments. We had to use shoring to keep the bulkheads from collapsing on the opposite sides of that from the water pressure. So we had to keep an eye on that, and so I was awake for a few days straight. So I was a busy person.
So, Rick, have you seen some of the guys there that you haven't seen in 40 years, or you guys keep in touch with each other very well?
Well, most of us keep in touch, but there's always a few guys that haven't shown up before, and it's always nice to see those guys show up that haven't been here. I keep telling the guys that don't show up that it's good to be here because it's good to get it off your chest. It's like a weight being taken off your shoulders that you've had in your mind for these many years, and it's not good to keep it inside, you know? We were told for many years to keep it inside of us and not to say anything. And then we finally can say something and get it off our chest. It's a cleansing and a healing that we need to do for each other, you know?
So you still have some guys out there who are still keeping it and don't want to have anything to do with bringing the issue out in the public?
No, we all want to keep it out in the public, but they don't want to be in, you know, I think they're afraid to come and meet us or to talk about it because it brings back bad memories and things, you know. But to understand that if you do come and talk about it a little bit, it's really a healing and a cleansing, like I said, and it's good therapy for them also. So we always try to get those guys to at least come and see us, talk to us, all the survivors and the crew members.
Rick, I was saddened to know that you guys are meeting right there in Washington, and no one from Congress or the White House or the government or any of the Department of Defense even came to see you guys there. Why you think that is?
Well, you know, like I said, if it had been somebody other than Israel that attacked our ship, I'm sure there have been movies made of this thing a long time ago. It's probably one of the biggest stars in Hollywood playing all of our parts. But since Israel is the one that attacked our ship, obviously it's a hot potato, and I think it's probably just political suicide to have anybody back us or to have anybody say anything about the Liberty, because there's such a large Israeli lobby out there that has a lot of money that we can't, of course, fight against. I wish we could. Everything we try to do, we can't, because it's just so much money against us, this organization. But we do what we can to try to get the word out.
Did you guys invite them? Did you send invitations to all members?
Oh, we always send invitations and invite them, but of course we know they're never going to come. You know.
Any of them responded that I wish I could, but I can't, or they just ignored it?
Most of the time they just ignored. We might get one back that says, "I'm sorry, we can't come. I can't come for a certain reason. I got something else scheduled, or whatever." But most of the time, you never hear anybody. It's hard to say. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's another. But you know.
Okay.
But most of the time, we never get any response back from anyone saying that, I'd like to come or I can't come because of certain reasons. Usually it's just ignored, you know. Because I know we're a thorn in the side of a lot of people, especially the Israeli people. And, it's not the Israeli people of today either. It's the Israeli people of when we were attacked. And this whole cover-up thing is just something that we just want the truth told. We don't want to be, we're not anti-Semites. And then that's stuff that people keep calling us names about. We just want the truth told. And there's no reason why we can't get that truth told. And the people that call us anti-Semites are the ones that are probably the ones that have the most aggravation toward us, because that's not what we're trying to do. We're not against the Jewish people per se. We want to know what would happen and why the government of Israel, the government of the United States, has been hiding this for 40 years on us.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there any, national security reasons for our government don't want this thing out? Or is it just afraid that if the truth is out, then the American people will be looking at Israel in a different way? What is the problem here?
I think it might be part of both, to be honest with you. I think it's both part of the something security reason-wise. And I think they don't want people in the government and the Israeli government probably don't want to see Israel look in a bad light, obviously, because we send them so much money each day. I mean, so they don't want that to stop. But if people have heard about it and know the story, they're going to say, well, wait a second. We're going to take a second look at this. They've killed 34 guys in that ship. Actually, not killed, but murdered 34 guys in that ship. And now we're sending this money every day. So I think a lot of the people probably take a second look at this and say, hey, look, this is not what we really want to do anymore. But, it's a tough thing to fight. It really is a tough thing to fight. I mean, I was supposed to be scheduled to go on the Today Show and the Good Morning Show a few years ago. And a couple of days before the shows were canceled because they found out what the content of the show was going to be about. And that was that. They're very, very strong, the people that are against this. And it's unfortunate because this is something that history should have, in its books, and it should be told.
Any of the families that lost loved ones that day joined you guys in Washington?
Absolutely. Any of the families of our shipmates that have been killed, we're always welcomed into our family, and they're here all the time. We want them to be here with us because we want them to be healed and cleansed also, and to be part of us also. I mean, their sons were part of our crew. We all knew each other, and there's no reason why they can't be here to feel as part of us, and everybody feels the same as they want the story to be told. And we want the truth to be told and let the American people and the world know what happened. There's no reason why the world shouldn't know.
Rick, if it's any conciliation to your group and to the families, the whole world knows what happened, except people here in the United States. But people in other countries, they know exactly. They know more about the Liberty and the USS Liberty and what happened to it more than what the people in the United States know. So The world knows. It's just our people here don't know.
That's a crime. I mean, you know, the guys that were killed are all heroes in my eyes, and there's no reason why when somebody sees a tag or a sign on somebody's car saying, you know, I was a survivor from the USS Liberty or something, that somebody doesn't stop and say thank you, or, you know, we understand what happened to you guys, you know, whatever. I mean, it's just, you know, I have a, my license plate says USS LBRTY on it, and every now and then somebody will stop me and say something, but, you know, the majority of people have no idea what's going on with it.
Rick, all of us here with Current Issues Radio and TV, we all salute you for what you have done for our country. Thank you, sir, for coming to the program.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commander.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm back in your service.
Yes, and I hear the music, and I don't want to keep your filet mignon waiting for you. Thank you, Mark, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Last segment of the program, and probably the last time you will hear us on Saturdays. Starting Monday, we will be broadcasting Current Issues on RBN Monday through Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. And it's really sad, ladies and gentlemen, when our politicians are afraid to defend our own when it comes to Israel, and they are keeping our media. You heard Rick when he said that he was supposed to go on today's show and other programs a couple of few years back, and it was canceled when they knew what the content was going to be, which is blaming Israel for the death of 32, 34 sailors and Americans. That story has been is being kept away from you, just like other stories. Can't imagine the Palestinians thinking that the American media would bring out their plight to the American people when they can't even bring out the American plight when it comes to Israel. And our politicians, of course, they will side up with Israel and try to support and cover Israel as much as they can, even against their own. You know, the families, when they send their sons and daughters to join the military to defend the country, they expect that that country will be there when they need it. But in the case of the USS Liberty, unfortunately, that country was not there, and the country is not there to stand by them to at least bring the truth out. I don't think anything will happen, even if the truth is comes out. But at least some of these people might finally put this issue to rest when they know the country really gives a darn about them. They are meeting in Washington, D.C., the USS Liberty. If you don't know anything about it, go on the Internet and read more about it, and you will see exactly what happened on that day, June 8th, 1967, when the Israeli Air Force attacked the United States spy ship, communications ship. It was not spying, really. You know, the United States was on the side of Israel in that war, but this particular ship was keeping an eye on a few things there for our government, and it was not in Israeli waters, and it was not a threat to Israel, but it was gathering information that the Israelis did not want out, which is the scope of that war and exactly what went on, because they wanted little Israel to get out there and say that little Israel beat seven Arab armies, which is that is the other big lies that they have out there. And one day we will talk about the 1967 war that Israel supposedly won against seven Arab armies, but that's why the Liberty was to be destroyed, because it got to the truth. Anyhow, we will see you, ladies and gentlemen, next week, Monday through Thursday from 1 to 2. Good night. Go do the right thing.